Hello, everyone, and welcome back to TaylorMade, the show where you ask the questions and you get your answers tailor-made by Hamline University head football coach Chip Taylor. In this week's episode, the coach talks to us about the disappointing loss against Gustavus Adolphus last week and what he expects against Carleton College. He tells us who's the biggest trash talker on the team, and would the coach really drill Rob? Let's find out on TaylorMade. Well, let's welcome back, Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
The team is excited about Carleton week, you know, just ready to move on from a tough and difficult week last week. But again, everything we do around here, we always use it in a way to kind of teach and hopefully, you know, not to let something like that happen again. So.
Let's start with last week. You had a kind of a tough loss against Gustavus Adolphus. It seemed like the team was just having a little difficulty getting going. Is that how you saw it?
Yeah, I mean, that, and we ran into a buzzsaw of a team, and Gustavus has a really good team this year, like we said last week. Quarterback coming in from NDSU, good ball player. And they have, and every year I've been here, they've had a good scheme down there. So, you know, it was it didn't surprise me. I wish we could have got off to a better start. You know, we talked about taking care of the football, and we did. You know, we probably just, you know, maybe we're a little bit too conservative, need to be a little bit more aggressive. And it's a fine line of being over-aggressive and being careless with the ball like we were in McAllister. So, you know, we just have to find a fine line of pushing the envelope but still being able to take care of the ball. So I was pleased with no turnovers. Now, we didn't get any turnovers, so that didn't help our cause either. But, you know, we played hard, but playing hard wasn't good enough for the Gustavus week.
What were some of the things you took away from that game?
Getting into MIAC play, you know, things are just a little faster. The schemes are a little bit tighter. Windows are tighter. Guys are bigger. So, you know, the thing that we took away is just, you know, we've got to go back to the practice field and just continue to keep working harder on our schemes because we have good schemes. I like what we're doing. It's just MIAC football is one of the best in the country. So, you know, we just got to step our game up.
This week you take on Carleton in a night game at home. Your team always seems to play really well in home games at nighttime. What is it about that seems to bring out the best in your team?
You know what? I don't know. I think it has probably two things. Something to do with, you know, guys Friday night, you know, when they played high school football, you know, that was always exciting. So maybe there's a little bit extra juice there. And then obviously when you're playing home, you know, we're one of the only few teams in the MIAC, you know, that'll, you know, consistently have two or three night games a year. You know, so we try to use that as an advantage, and it'll be a great atmosphere. You know, it'll be a blackout, so that'll be cool. And, you know, a lot of students and faculty and staff and family members will be there. So, you know, it's always fun when you're playing in front of your home crowd. Like, you know, again, like Gustavus, man, hostile environment. They had a great environment down there, and their players fed off of it. So hopefully, you know, we can flip it, and our guys will feed off of our environment this week.
You've always talked about how Carleton poses some particular challenge, and you like the way that they're coached. What is it about them that you find, you know, difficult?
Yeah, Coach Pagel's really good, man, down there as far as offensively. Their schemes, they run a lot of different formations. You know, I think we counted up on Tuesday 39 different formations. So, you know, it's going to be a nice challenge. I'm excited to see how our defense responds. We talked about the keys for us is defensively is being able to get off blocks, tackle, and to be able to play with common sense. And what I mean by that is if we don't get lined up, it's going to be a long night for us. So if we can get lined up, it'll be fun. And then defensively, I mean, they're running around on defense. Again, MIAC football, top to bottom, is really good, man. So I'm excited to see our offense and Justice can go out and attack those guys. But Carleton, in my 5 years here, has always been a juggernaut, always been a close game, always been tough. So I'm looking forward to another close, tough, hard-fought football game between two good ball clubs. So
it's about a month into the season now. So how do you assess your team at this point?
You know what? It's funny. You know, it's a different, and every team is different. You know, the 2016 team was the 2016 team. You know, I think we're still trying to, you know, identify guys that can make plays when the lights come on, i.e. on Saturday afternoons / Saturday night this weekend. So, you know, it's really just finding and putting guys in position to make plays. You know, last year was a little bit easier with some of the guys we had who are graduating now. So now it's a little bit of a younger team. So we just have to continue to keep finding ways to get the ball in the right hands and put our defensive players in position to make plays.
Well, let's head to fan questions this week. We first of all begin with Trevor, who says, I know coaches always want to win, but what do you think of your team's play in comparison to this point last year?
Good, great question. Kind of just touched on that. You know, at this point last year, we were 3-0. Right now, we're 1-2. And again, it's really about, you know, not pointing the finger. You know, coaches got to take responsibility. We have to do a better job as coaches of getting the ball in the right hands of our playmakers, protecting the quarterback, And then on defense, we have to put our guys in position to make plays. So, you know, I'd say that from that standpoint, you know, as coaching, we're not doing as good enough job as we did last year of doing those two things. So.
Bruce asks, he says, it's always amazed me that a guy can catch a pass or make an interception, fall flat on his back, and still be able to hang onto the ball. Is that as difficult as it seems?
Bruce, good question. I would think so. You know, a lot of it comes down to hand-eye coordination, concentration, and want to. So, I mean, if a person has that, you know, then they can make those kind of plays.
Yeah, when I heard that question, I thought that must really hurt when you kind of slam down on your back like that, though.
Sure. It does, because the ground doesn't give, so.
Henry would like to know, do you allow your players to talk trash during games or practice? And if so, who do you think is the best trash talker?
Do we allow? I wouldn't necessarily say allow, but some things you can't police. You know, you'd like for your team to be a hard-hitting, in between the whistles and walk away. But, you know, guys have their own personality, so we don't try to take anything from that. If I was to bet my next paycheck, I'd probably say, Dalton Pakula, one of our safeties, probably does a little bit of trash talking out there, but he's a good football player. He backs it up. It's important to him. He wants to do well, and I know he likes to get himself going. So there you go.
Dontrell says, what about those Philadelphia Eagles? You have to be stoked.
Dontrell, man, yeah. I think they got to end up getting a good win last week. I want to say 63-yard field goal at the end. So I know the people in Philly were buzzing, and hopefully, you know, they can get a win this week. I'm not sure who they play. Haven't been able to follow too much. And, you know, the Eagle Nation is always excited. So
Amanda would like to know. She says, they are making it seem like Aaron Hernandez committed these crimes because of CTE. How much of that can actually be a cause of behavior, and how much of it is just the fact that this guy is just a jerk?
Miss Amanda, that's a good question, an important question to a lot of people. I don't think I'm qualified enough to answer that one. You know, it's unfortunate what happened to the families that, you know, were affected by it. So, you know, just, you know, want to keep them in our prayers, and hopefully they can find more, you know, information about CT so something like that doesn't happen. You know, he's a good football player. I remember watching him in college at Florida, and really excited to see how his career would go, but, you know, sad to see how it turned. So
Harold would like to know, he says, please say that the 76ers are actually going to be respectable.
Harold, man, I really feel I feel the love coming through this question, man. We want the Sixers to be great this year too. I know when they come out here in December, I'm gonna try and sneak over and watch them. I always do when they come out here. So they have a good, I like the roster, but again, at the end of the days, right, you got to take care of the ball and got to, you know, score the ball. So that's what it's going to come down to.
Gerald asks, he says, this may not matter to you, but I am going to ask it anyway. Favorite comic book superhero?
Favorite comic book superhero. That's a good one. I don't know if I have a favorite. I have to say there's two. I was always intrigued by Peter Parker, Spider-Man. I think he's a cool guy. Hung out downtown and flew around from, you know, buildings and saving people. And then Black Panther was pretty cool, too. You know, I think there's a movie coming out. I want to say it's 2018. I want to check that one out. So those are probably the two that I'd probably follow the most. So.
Gerald would also like to know, could you beat your players in Madden Football on Xbox?
Wow, that's a good question. Gerald, I have not played those games since I was a graduate assistant, which was in 2003. So if we could rewind time to 03 or play Madden 2003 or Madden 2002, I'd say yes. But if I had to pick up the game right now and play Madden 2017, or I don't even know if it's 2018, I'd say no. So there you go.
I'm assuming Coach Taylor actually has free time.
Exactly. I don't play those games.
Well, I would like to know, is Gatorade really that beneficial to helping an athlete recuperate, or do you recommend just drinking water?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, water is probably the best thing. I mean, personally, I like Gatorade. Tastes good. A little sugary. You know, as I'm getting older, try to stay away from the sugar, but, you know, I think both of them are fine. You know, it's good to keep the fluids in you. Obviously, stay away from the soda and those things when you're competing, but, you know, Gatorade or water, I think, are both great.
Mark would like to know, could any of your receivers catch a pass against you if you were guarding them?
There's a few that could, and there's a few that couldn't. You know, I don't want to put any names out there, but, you know, I can still move around a little bit. So,
Greg says, Coach, everyone is talking about players taking a knee in protest. How do you respond to this?
That's a good question. It's a serious question. You know, ever since last year, you know, when it happened, you know, you start thinking about, well, what happens if it happens on our team? And, you know, you have those conversations with your players, and, you know, you just got to make sure that, you know, guys understand, you know, if they're taking a knee, why they're taking a knee, and what they're taking a knee for. And, you know, after that, after you have that action slash of taking a knee, you know, that, you know, you need to be active, you know, if it's on campus, you know, trying to make a change. So, you know, it's a tough deal. It's a slippery slope, you know, because you want to have respect for the flag. But again, you know, guys are protesting for a very serious issue that needs a change. So, you know, that's how I feel about it.
Carol would like to know, what do you feel is the biggest challenge in coaching young men who are in their late teens, early 20s?
Biggest challenge, which is why I like this age group, you know, at 18, 19, 20, you know, you think you know everything. So that's the biggest challenge of getting a young person to understand that, you know, stop, you know, listen, don't talk as much. You know, you got 2 ears and one mouth for a reason. And if they can listen more, you know, and try to learn from somebody who's been through it, made some of the mistakes, trying to help you not make the same mistakes, you know, that's the challenging part, but also the fun part to me as well. So
Paul would like to know, he says, Coach, why aren't you on Twitter?
Paul, great question. Social media and I are not friends. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say we're not friends, but it's just, you know, don't have a lot of time. You know, we do have a Hamlin Twitter account, at Hamlin Football. You want to follow us, see what's going on. But, you know, I guess for me, that's just a different era. You know, I'm an 80s baby, grew up in the 90s, and I just really enjoyed picking up a telephone and calling. And if that person wasn't home, then I have to wait. Or if they didn't get me, I have to listen to an answer machine and catch them back. I'm just not too much easy access, and me are not friends. Anybody that needs to get in touch with me, they can call me on my phone, and I got it if I need to call them. When, you know, I'm not into Twitter and the Facebook and seeing what everybody's doing, and that's just, I don't have time for that. And I'd rather enjoy being friends with the people who I truly grew up with, and like I said, we talk and they send me pictures of their kids, so I don't need to see it on Instagram and Snapchat and all that stuff. So, but Paul, follow us on Hamlin at Hamlin Football, Paul, if you want to know what's going on with Hamlin Football.
Awesome. Our last question of the week is our main question. Ronnie says, if Rob catches a pass over the middle and you are barreling down on him, would you level him?
Ronnie, good question. You know, sometimes we do these interviews over the phone, and you know, it's not as fun, but when Rob comes in, it's always fun to see him. With him sitting here, I would absolutely 100% level him if he came across the middle of the field. I think that's a battle that I could win. So
probably really easily, too. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
All right, thank you.
We want to thank Coach Taylor for joining us on TaylorMade this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Hamlin University head football coach, please send them to us at ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. That's ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. Please have your questions to us by Wednesday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on TaylorMade.